Let's read this scripture before we pray. Over the tithes and offering, Hebrews 11 verse 4, it was by faith that Abel brought more acceptable offering to God. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We bring in accordance with thy word. By faith, we bring our tithes and offering. Thank you, Father, that it's acceptable to you. Thank you, Lord. We honor you with our tithes, worship you with our tithes, acknowledging all that we have is yours. Thank you, Father, for the seeds that we bring to sow as offering. Thank you, Father, for multiplying back to us. In Jesus' name, everyone say, amen. Today, we're going to study on faith. How Abel, Enoch, and Noah obeyed God by faith. Amen. Romans chapter 10, verse 17. So faith comes by hearing and hearing. Here, the word hearing means hearing and receiving. The word of God, the word of Christ, and the word hear means is rhema, means the spoken word. Hearing the spoken word of God. Then we hear the spoken word of God. Now, faith, we have faith. Now, then we have faith. Now, faith is. Once you hear from God, now we have faith. And now, faith is the substance. Amen. Of things hoped for. Whatever we hope for, faith, once we hear from God, now we have faith. Now, we have the substance of what we hope for. Then our hope will come to pass. Amen. Else you have hope, there's no faith, right? And then I was talking about the hope that's from God, in God. Amen. So we also have hope. There's a great future for you. And where our faith comes from, amen, the faith must come from the Word, right? Because God has a plan for your life, so we know your future, there's hope for your future. And faith comes from hearing. So when we pray, we hear from God, right? We hear from God, we will have faith. We have substance for what we're hoping for. And faith, when we hear from God, is evidence of things not seen. We don't see the future, but we hear from God. It's the substance and the evidence. The word from God is the evidence, right? Evidence means, you know, when you go to court, when somebody presents the evidence, it's facts. So when we hear from God, that's facts. That's the substance. That's the evidence. Even though we don't see, it's evidence, right? The judge, when he judged you, he didn't see all the crime they committed, but the evidence was enough for him to judge you guilty, see? The judge didn't have to be at the crime scene, oh, I saw you committing that crime. No, the evidence is good enough. So the spoken word is good enough. It's evidence of the things that we do not see. Amen? So we don't have to see. All we need is a word from God. That's good enough. Amen? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Never said it this way before. The word of God, you know, there's different angle of seeing from the word of God. Amen? It's always fresh. We just say, teaching and preaching what the Word of God says is always fresh. Amen. So, faith is a very important subject. Amen. By grace, through faith, you are saved. Grace is there. Without faith, you don't have His grace. Grace is always there for us to take. It is by grace, through faith. By grace, through faith. And faith must come from hearing. You must hear the gospel to get saved. Amen. You must hear the Word to be blessed. Because it's by grace you are blessed, through faith. Right? So, okay, Hebrews chapter 11, we just read that, okay? Right, James chapter 1, verse 22. Then when faith comes, be a doer. We have to be doer of the word, not hearers only, deceiving our own self. So this is what we want to study today. The Old Testament, those men, how they obey God by faith. Amen? Right? So, when they obey God, they become doer of faith. They do the word that they heard from God. Right? So, Old Testament men of faith were doers of the word and not just hearers. They do the spoken word. Amen. Right, let's study the first one, Abel. I just followed the sequence from Hebrews chapter 11. The first person he mentioned was Abel. So, it was by faith that Abel brought more acceptable offering to God. That means Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God because he heard. Faith comes from hearing, remember? So he heard from God, he brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain. Amen? Abel's offerings gave evidence that he was a righteous man. He was right. He was right. He did the right thing. And God showed his approval of his gifts. Although Abel is long dead, he speaks to us by his example of faith. He speaks to us how? There he's speaking today, because I'm quoting him now, right? So, by faith he brought means by hearing from God, he brought an offering. Now, most of the time God don't speak to us to give. So generally we give, you know, because the Bible teaches us to give, to sow. But if God speaks to you specifically, how specific? When he speaks to you to give, there's two things. Amount and give to someone, whoever he, or give to whatever it is. When it's very specific, then you better obey. Amen. Usually he doesn't. God doesn't. Generally, we just, you decide how much. But when he speaks to you specifically, right, how much to give and who to give to, you better obey. Right? So Genesis chapter 4, verse 2. Let's study Abel from Genesis. When they grew up, talking about Abel and Cain, Abel became a shepherd while Cain cultivated the ground. He was a vegetable farmer. Verse 3, when it was time for the harvest, Cain presented some of his crop as a gift to God. Verse 4, Abel also brought a gift, the best portion of the firstborn lamb from his flock. The Lord accepted Abel and his gift, but did not accept Cain's offering. Right? Verse 5, but he did not accept Cain and his gift. This made Cain very angry, and he looked dejected. Of course, you'll be dejected when you hold away God. So Abel gave God the best and the first lamb that was born from his flock. That means when the first thing he took the lamb before he did anything, first thing he gave it to God. Right? Not vegetable or fruits. The firstborn lamb from the flock is a type of Jesus. Amen. So it's very important. Right? When he tells you to specifically what to give, who to give to, there is a reason, there's a purpose. God didn't speak to his Cain only, both of them, through Adam and Eve, right? And Abel brought the firstborn of the flock, from the flock of the lamb, right? And it was a type of Jesus, see or not? The only son of the Heavenly Father who will be sacrificed on the cross, Jesus. So the lamb he brought was a type of Jesus. Old Testaments are all types and shadows. Abel offered to sacrifice the first lamb and the Passover lamb for himself and his family, right? Passover is about the lamb they offered, right? They sacrificed the lamb. Here they sacrificed the lamb. It's a type of Jesus, the Passover. Job celebrated, he kept off making, giving offering to God. And he wasn't even a Jew, a Hebrew, or even not even an Abraham's descendant. He was just some guy who's rich. Because God bless him. But he always made offerings to God. But so who taught him? He offered a lamb. So it's all those were type, and they were Passover sacrifice. Just that, you know, they mean, I don't know, the Bible didn't say whether they put the blood on the doorpost or not. But that's what they were doing. When they sacrificed the lamb, it was the type of Jesus. Right? So they were actually partaking of Passover. Because you understand what's the meaning of Passover, then you understand that what Abel was doing here was actually celebrating the feast of Passover. So he offered the sacrifice of the lamb and Passover lamb for himself and his family. Thus their sins were atoned or covered. And when Abel passed away, he went to Abraham's bosom to wait for Jesus, the real Passover lamb. So it was very important, you know. It's not because God needs a lamb. When God tells us to do something, it's not for his benefit or for his purpose. It's for our benefit and for our purposes. Because God has no need. Amen. And when he tells us to do something, when he instructs us, it's always for our benefit. Amen. Not for his benefit. I mean, he's God. So when Abel passed away, he went down to Abraham's bosom, right? The real Passover lamb was Jesus, and he saw him there. So Abel sacrificed firstborn lamb in the Old Testament, blood covenant to cover their sins. So before Abraham, it was not called Abraham's bosom. It was a place beneath the earth. And later, Jesus called it Abraham's bosom in the gospel. So it was not because God wanted Abel's sacrifice, but it was for their salvation. And it's very important, you see, because of their salvation, God spoke to Abel how to sacrifice the lamb. Amen. Not only how to sacrifice, bring a lamb, don't bring vegetable. Because God is not a vegetarian. So it was not because God has a need, amen. So God, the Heavenly Father, never asks us to do anything for his benefit. It's always for our benefit. So we should always obey the Heavenly Father's instruction or commandments. Amen. So it's right to do. Right to do. Right? Yeah, just obey. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Enoch, let's study Enoch, how he obeyed God by faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5. By faith, that means by hearing from God, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. So before God took him, God spoke to him. He said, I'm going to take you. But some version reads, God took him into heaven. Nobody goes to heaven before Jesus died and rose again. Amen. It's fundamental, right? All have sinned. Nobody goes to heaven except they went into Abraham's bosom and wait for Jesus. They were born again when Jesus went there, right? And all of us must be born again. Amen. Else nobody goes to heaven. That's why you read the King James, the New King James, it never says, he said God just took him. Never say that God took him to heaven. Right now. So, and you see, another thing we can learn from here is, he'll never do anything without first telling you. He tell you, I'm going to take you. I want to just take him. By faith means by hearing the spoken word, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. Right? I mean, there are people who don't die of sickness, what? I'm probably going to talk about a story, you know. There's an old man, 90 years old, sitting on a rocking chair. He just left and went home. Right? So you don't have to die of sickness. You can die of eating durian. Just bye-bye. Just leave your body. Lah. Correct or not? But you live till so old, you know, your body couldn't go on. Your body naturally will stop functioning. Again. But not necessarily you die of sickness and disease. Right or not? So this phenomenon is not just, I mean, you can live to a point where by time comes, you just leave. Right now, that's the best way to live. Amen. So, but you see that by faith means by hearing from God, Enoch was taken that he did not see death and was not found. That means we couldn't find his body also because God had taken him. Now, other versions taking him to heaven, no. Right? For before he was taken in, he had this testimony that he pleases God. Right? In other words, you know, we simply obey him and please him. It's possible that we leave until the day and we just check out, you know. Just like you check out your hotel, right? That all this I said is not in my notes. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just please him. Please him, please him, please him. Just know, understand, you know, what's God's purpose for us, for me and for you. I told you what's your purpose, your higher purpose is concerned, is to help him, help God to carry out, fulfill his plan and purpose through this church. If we please him, it's possible. It is possible. Right? But of course, you will take care of your health. Amen? It is possible that like Enoch, they just be taken. Right now. That means you don't die of sickness and disease. So how did he please God? But without faith, without hearing from God, spoken word is impossible to please him. He didn't say by without grace. Without faith. If you have faith, you have grace. Amen. He says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. That means without hearing from him, you'll never please him. Right now, that's why we need to position ourselves to hear from God. How? Do your devotion. Come to church. He speaks. Amen. When we pray, come. Amen. Praise God. You know why I pray every Sunday morning? Because Brother Higgins said the Pentecostal pray a lot. Before the sermon, he got the whole church to pray. And there's problem is diminished. You say lesser counseling, right? So that's why I lead you all to pray Sunday morning. Amen. So without faith, it's impossible to please God without hearing the spoken word. For he who come to God must believe that he, we all believe, right? And that he's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Amen. He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In other words, you always get a solution to your problem. You always turn your situation around. You know, I just heard a story, you know, actually, is the lady from China. As I said, she said, when I was young, I lived in a village. I said, were you poor then? She said, yeah, we were very poor. He said, my father decided, if we continue to be farmers, you will always be poor. See, now, he changed it. He changed the destiny of the whole family, right? He said, if I continue to be a farmer, you always will. He said, you know, I asked her, I said, is it, you know, where you sleep also your dining table and underneath is a hualu? He said, yeah. Because I brought my niece's nephew to, remember, to Ha Ping. We went up to the mountain, we really, He said, this is where they sleep. That's where we eat. We went, right? He said, underneath is actually is a fireplace, you know, keep the whole house warm. It was very cold. He said, yeah, like that, Lord. We used to sit on the floor and eat like that. But the father decided, he went to start doing his business. Guangzhou, selling what? Selling fish. He became a very rich man. He's smart, he's wise. He determined to change their destiny. Now with God, don't accept. You get what I'm saying? I don't care how your son is born, what the condition. You hang on, right? You just make a determination. Huh? I mean, her father could do it. With God, I'm sure we can do it. Amen? Now, one father who decided and he was determined, that's it. Of course, he has to be smart to do business. He became very rich. Amen? He just said, if I continue, you continue to be farmer. Yeah, when young, always hungry. When we're poor, all of us don't know what it means. You know, when they were poor, means always they're hungry. Amen? Even the basic need are not met. But the father just said, very simple. If I will remain as farmer, you always will be poor. That's it. He changed the whole situation, right? He determined, right? Of course, a lot of people who got no business sense also cannot make it. So I heard that later on he went to coal business. Inner Mongolia, last time, up to now, the China burned coal, correct? Especially the northern part, you know. They pipe in hot water to warm up the house. Where they get it from? The government use coal to heat up the water to pipe into your house, like piping electricity, sending electricity like that. One determination, that's it. We cannot continue as a farmer. He changed the destiny, whole family's destiny. Amen? Praise God. That's why I say sometimes, you know, opportunity presented to you, that earlier on I said that you are responsible, okay? You will remember what I say. Not just the word, other things in life, right? Opportunity presented to you, you are responsible. Whether you take that or not, you are still responsible. When you take it, you are still responsible. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, responsible means what? Then you must understand what's the purpose of that. Right now. Right? What's your purpose in this church? What are we teaching? You better know what we are teaching. Right? The students came in for 3 months. They go back. People say, you are different. One lady, you know, one pastor refused to let her come. She cried for 2 weeks. She cried and prayed. Then changed mind, let her come. My goodness. And she went back. She said, oh, you're different. So different. The word changed and word and prayer changed. Right? So when the opportunity, you must understand what is your opportunity. You must be very focused. Right now, if you are given an opportunity to study, that's your primary focus. You must finish it. You must do what you can, right? Get your degree. Amen? Just like Barry, you go there, you know, the whole project team want to work one. Sorry, I'm going holidays. I'm going to Switzerland. Then, you know, they ask him how. See, I'll just scrape through. I don't want to do. We just do the minimal scrape through. I said, I just wait for the next project. What to do? Right now, you're going to be confronted with a situation like that. What? You know what you do? Your responsibility. You better finish it and come back. Right now. Other people don't want to do. You do something about it then. Right? It may not be the best, but what to do? Right? I keep saying, parents, better don't seal your children from the world. You prepare them, right? So for God to take Enoch so that he don't see death, Enoch had to believe. Amen? So Enoch had to believe. This is what it means by faith. Enoch was taken. That means he heard from God tell him, and he must believe that he'll be taken, right? That he won't see death. Amen. Then God could take him. If he did not believe, God could not do what he said. Right? Two things. God always tell us things. Show us things to come. Right? So faith comes to your spirit and you must believe. What you hear, then what you heard will come to pass. Faith enables us to access God's grace, which pleases God. Because His grace, He wants to give us His grace. You know, He's a Heavenly Father like that. He has grace and his gift of grace will give it to you and saddens him if you cannot receive it. That's why when you can receive from him, it pleases him. It's the same thing when you buy something for me, I don't want it. You feel a bit not happy, correct? Huh? So Heavenly Father, how much more? Right? His grace, gift of grace, he's waiting for you to take. Right? If you don't take it by faith, it doesn't please him. Right now, that's why when you take it by faith, it pleases him. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. With faith, we take his grace, we take his gift of grace. That pleases the Father. Amen. Because he's a giver. Right? It is not grace that pleases God, it is faith. Why is it so? With faith and belief, we can receive the Heavenly Father's blessing, which pleases him. He is pleased when his blessings are received. The Heavenly Father is a giving God, and he's most pleased when we receive his gift and blessings. If his children do not receive his gift and blessing, they tend to reject him. It amounts to rejecting him. So a giver is more pleased when others receive their gifts. He who comes to the Heavenly Father must believe that he is pleased to give to those who seek him. He is most pleased when we come in faith and believe he will give and receive his gifts and blessings. So without faith, we cannot believe. Without belief, we cannot access his grace. We cannot access his grace. We cannot please the Heavenly Father. Amen. Enoch pleased him. Very simple. Amen. Enoch pleased him. By faith, he believed that he would be taken, and that pleases God. God took him. He didn't see death. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Genesis chapter 5, verse 23. So Enoch lived till 365 years. Actually, he lived the shortest. Noah even lived longer than him. Actually, in the Old Testament, during that period, he lived the shortest. He lived only 365 years because God just took him. 24, walking in close fellowship. Close fellowship with God. Then one day he disappeared because God took him. So he walked with God, which means, here he walked with God means God's presence was with him. Now we have the presence of God in us already. So we have an advantage. He was not the temple of God like we are. He did not have the Holy Spirit living in him. The presence of God is always with us because we are the temple of God. And God, the Holy Spirit, dwells in our spirit. The plus point is his presence is always with us. Furthermore, as we read his word and pray in the spirit, we worship him on Sunday, we come, right? We are fellowshipping with him, with God, and we are putting our soul in God's presence. Amen. His presence in our spirit, but our soul, our body, we also put our soul and body in the presence of God. Amen. When we come and worship him, we come to church. When we do devotions, amen. Praise the Lord. That's what it means, right? Walking in close fellowship with God means the presence of God was with him. Amen. Now let's study Noah. Hebrews 11 verse 7. By faith means by hearing from God, hearing the spoken word of God, been divinely warned of things not yet seen. See, right? When we hear it, that's what he does. He can see. He will speak to us. He can tell us, reveal things to us, or he can warn us. Things not seen. Amen. That faith is the evidence of things not seen. Right? And he was moved with godly fear. Not yet seen. Moved with godly fear. Right? What does move with godly fear means? Reverent regard for God's command. Nothing else matter. Obey him. See that? Understand that? Move with godly fear means reverent. Regard has a reverent for God. So when you come to church, have reverent for him. Time to worship, come to worship. Don't, after worship, start and walk in. Amen? There's no, you're not showing reverent. Right? If you can show reverent to God in little things, smaller things, but just make sure you come on time. That's why prayer group, it's okay when I allow, you know, sometimes you delay a bit, start half an hour, it's fine. But you find that service, I don't care how many people are here. See? Now, church camp also, it's okay, you know, we just wait a bit longer for everybody. But service, on Sunday service, it's time we worship him. Amen. It's worship service. So I don't care who is here or not here. 10:30, they know the worship. 10:30, they start. Amen. How can I teach you the reverend God if I don't start on time? If everyone start 10 minutes late, you all will know what? 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, you come in because pastor always start 10 minutes later. Right? I'll be teaching you the wrong thing. I'll be responsible. Right? At least I'm responsible in reverend team. I don't know, up to y'all. Right? Y'all simply want to walk in anytime. So, you know, you think I try to scold you. No, I'm just teaching you. It's up to y'all. Do what you want. You know? When you can reverend him in small little things, when the time comes, you learn to reverend him. So, you move with godly fear means reverent regard for God's command. Prepare the ark for saving of his household. Not only for himself, he saved his whole household. I keep saying, really, when you obey God, there's a bearing on your family, amen? By which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. So Noah had never seen rain or flood. He built an ark at God's command, which took him about 100 years to build. How you continue? You have to have reverence for God's command. You have a reverence for God and his command, then you obey him. You keep obeying him. You don't see the result for 100 years. He kept obeying him. But, you know, right. So, 120 years before the flood, God saw that it's going to be destroyed. Right? Let's look at this. Genesis chapter 6, verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh. Yet his days shall be 120 years. Right? Here I give you what it means by my spirit shall not strive. By one of the scholars called E.A. Spiezer, he said actually it should be translated, the Lord's spirit will not always protect humankind, for the race will be suddenly destroyed by the flood. See? Because this context is all about the flood. So 120 years before, God saw. He said, I will not always protect. Why? He will not protect. Because they will not repent. Because the whole world was wicked except Noah. And God saw, you know, why was the whole world wicked? Because the devil trying to destroy the whole human race, just like he tried to destroy Adam and Eve. He destroyed them, he destroyed the whole human race. He tried to wipe them all out. And there was no flood, no rain at that time. Some guys say, no rain, how could the trees grow? In the Bible, they say, well, from the ground, water just ooze out of the ground. Right? That's how you water all the plants and the trees. So what it means is, my spirit shall not strive means what? He's trying to get them to repent. They strive against God. They strive against him. So he said, I'm not going to strive with you, try to get you to repent. Now, this is one nature of God, the Heavenly Father. This is what happened when God spoke to Brother Hagin concerning his brother-in-law. He said, don't you ever pray for him anymore. I cannot take it. And he cursed God and died. He died, went to hell because his son died. Suddenly just died at age 9. He refused to accept Jesus. And he cursed God and died. And Brother Hagin still trying to pray. He said, don't pray for him anymore. Come to a point you cannot pray for someone. And there are times like that. Come to a point, God just take his hand off. He said, I will not always strive with men because the human race will be suddenly destroyed. Well, he's not going to protect them anymore. Because there's a certain amount of grace or protection over the human race because he created Adam and Eve. That's why the devil don't kill all those people out there. The devil is swamping the whole earth. Another version, the New English Version, said they will remain for 120 years. That is correct. And God saw they will suddenly be destroyed, but they have 120 years. They will remain 120 years. And it was fulfilled. The flood came and destroyed everyone. They remained till the flood. Why was it so? Because of verse 5, right? Now, just now we read verse 3, verse 5. God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination of thoughts, the thought of his heart, was only evil continuously. That means it was so bad. Amen. Continuously. The whole earth. Wickedness of human race was great on earth. Imagination was continually evil. God tried to get them to repent, but the human race strive against God. Come a time, God judged the matter, knowing they will not repent. And else, God will always give us the opportunity to turn around. But he can see, he can judge whether you turn. So God said his spirit will not always protect humankind, for the race will suddenly be destroyed. Then God spoke to Noah to build an ark 20 years later. Now I'll show you why is it. Well, how do you, you know, it's not very clear one. You got to really study it, then you can see it. 120 years before, he said, the human race will be suddenly destroyed. 20 years later, he spoke to Noah to build the ark. How do I know? Okay, verse 9. Now, Genesis chapter 3. Now, Genesis chapter 5 was why he said they will be destroyed. Now, Genesis chapter 6, verse 9. Verse 3, verse 6, 5, and now verse 9. This is a genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation. Noah walked with God. Amen. He walked in fellowship with God. Verse 10. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Shephner. Now, he had three sons when he was 500 years old. That's in Genesis chapter 5, verse 32. So, sometimes, you know, why is it written in Genesis chapter 5? Now, then Genesis chapter 6 talk about Noah, right? So, there was a lapse of about 20 years. Now, he talked about Noah's genealogy, and he had three sons. Actually, Genesis chapter 5, verse 32 talk about he had sons at the age of 500. Now, where it says that it's 20 years later, then God told him to build the ark. Next verse. The earth also was corrupt before God, and earth was filled with violence. Right? And then we read in verse 5. So you read like this as if it was the same time God was speaking. No, it was not. Verse 12. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed, after 20 years, he looked upon the earth. The word in King James said, behold, means see. Or indeed, he sees, he said, indeed. It was corrupt, still corrupt. For all flesh has corrupted their way on the earth. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed, which means, see, it was corrupt. Right? So after 20 years, Genesis chapter 6, verse 3, verse 12, it was 20 years, they see, it's still corrupt. Right? Then he told Noah to build the ark. Then God instructed Noah to build the ark. Verse 13, just now we just read was verse 12, right? Yeah. Then verse 13, and God said to Noah, the end of the flesh has come. But no, has it come now? No. When he said the end of the earth, all flesh has come. But actually 100 years later, they were wiped off. Before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, see, I will allow the earth to be destroyed. Right? Then verse 14, make yourself an ark. Make build an ark. Right? So when at the age of 500, God told him to build the ark. At age of 600, the flood came. And Genesis chapter 7, verse 5, Noah did according to all that the Lord commanded him. It's very important we obey him. It could save your life. It saved his life and his family's life. Because you don't see what is to come. God can see. Amen. So it's very important to obey all his commandments. All that he instructed us. All that the Lord instructed him, right? Nothing more, nothing less. Amen. You do more, it delays the project of building the ark. You do less, the ark will sink. Amen. Amen. Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth. Amen. So Noah was 600 years when the flood came. It took him 100 years to build. Right? It's important that we follow God's instruction fully and do all that he commanded us. Now, he only had three sons. I ask you a question. Without tools, you know, those days, without the tools that we have, how long do you think it takes to build? No, he should be flat every 4 years. Amen. 4 or 5 years. Right? Noah followed God's instruction strictly and the ark saved him, his family, and the animals. How could Noah continue to obey God? Now, this is what we will learn here. Continue for 100 years? Was it because he was so faithful? No. He was able to obey. It's all by the grace of God. How do you access his grace? By faith. Amen. Noah was able to obey God for 100 years because of two factors. One, when the Lord told Noah to build the ark, Noah had faith there was a God, and in reverent regard for his command, he knew there's a God. So he has reverent regard for his command. He by faith. He had faith in God. With that faith, he obeyed God's command. When he obeyed God's command with his faith. Now, listen very carefully. Secondly, as Noah obeyed God's instruction, the gift of special faith, gift of the Holy Spirit, continued to manifest and enable Noah to continue to build for 100 years. If not, you will give up. Many a time, God's destiny, the three-part key, more than 10 years. Amen. Many a time you're able to continue is because it could be a gift of grace in manifestation that you don't know that kept you going, right? Kept you in this church, kept us praying, kept us believing, and it's coming a time you're going to fulfill it. So many times it's like that, the destiny God has for you. Now, John wanted to be a fighter pilot since he was a kid. Otherwise, I don't know whether how he believed God. You know, maybe he believed later, then he kept it. But you know what? We prayed out, he wanted, and we prayed out, yeah, he'll fly the F-15, not 16. So this gift of special faith continued to manifest, enable Noah to continue to build. As long as Noah continued to obey God's instruction, that's why it's very important right now. That's why I'm teaching the students. Amen. I told him, say 25, 27 years, I'm still, primary calling is I'm still pastoring. Second, still the church, the school, I'm still doing. Amen. Third, we are still going on a prayer mission, right? Stay, do what God has spoken to us. I said, yeah. I said, that's how. So, that's why he continued for 100 years. The gift of special faith sustained Noah for 100 years. So it was by grace through faith that Noah built the ark. He used his faith, he stepped out, he received that continued manifestation of that gift of special faith that sustained him. It's the same thing for Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Isaac spoke. Jacob spoke. And descendants fulfill. That's how they fulfill after they spoke. Give us special faith. Amen. So we pray out by faith, embark on the Heavenly Father's plan for us. We must continue to walk in His plan. Then I would say the give us special faith manifests in our lives, enabling us to continue our journey. Amen. Now this, sometimes what it means, sometimes you pray something in fulfilling the plans of God. Man, things begin to turn. We pray, things begin to turn for their lives. Amen. Things begin to turn, then after that, we see in the next thing that God, the next part of the plan unfold. Amen. Why? Because we believe God, we continue to pray by faith. And right? Thank you, Lord. Amen. So once we know, it's God's plan for us. That's why I always ask, do you know it's God's plan? That's what God plans one for you. Say, yeah, continue in it. Stay in it, continue in it, don't change it. Amen. Thank you, Father.